Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother John Loniker. This morning I want to be sharing from Revelation chapter 19, a couple verses, couple thoughts that I hope that will be inspiring to you. It's called Daily Inspirations. That's my heart, that the Word of God would be an inspiration to you this morning. And so my mind has been going to this chapter here, a couple verses, and the reason is it talks about that the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And the reason my mind's been going here, my oldest daughter is planning on getting married here a week from Saturday, Lord willing. And I've just been having some thoughts here, and I'm going to start reading in Revelation chapter 19, verse 5. It says, "And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both great and small. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." And so here we see a voice coming out of the throne, it says. And so it is coming out of the throne of God, this voice. And this voice is excited. It's very excited. And why is it excited? Because the wife hath made herself ready. You know, Jesus Christ came to this earth to seek a wife. He came to save souls and get a wife. And here we have God the Father excited. He's all excited. And, you know, I'm excited for my daughter. And, you know, my future son-in-law, he's excited to get a wife. And so there's excitement in this chapter, and there's parallels in a marriage here that we experience in our weddings. The bridegroom is excited because he is going to get a wife. And here we have God excited that his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is getting a wife, and he's excited that the wife hath made herself ready. You know, I've been watching my daughter the last couple months make ready. She's been working hard, getting ready for this coming day, and she's making herself ready for marriage, for the bridegroom. And there's a parallel here. Are we making ourselves ready? Have we repented of our sins? Have you repented of your sins, been born again of the Spirit of God, and walking in obedience? And it says here, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for that fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." You know, my daughter has been sewing a dress. She's been making a white dress, clean and white dress, to wear on her wedding day. But that's not what the clean and white linen is for those who are going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the marriage of the Lamb. It tells us here what that clean and white and fine linen is. It's the righteousness of the saints. You know, in Romans chapter 4, it talks about Abraham, that he believed God. And because he believed God, God imputed righteousness to him. And so we get this righteousness. We get this clean and white and fine linen by faith, by believing on the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then that enables us to walk in holiness and purity and life and to live victoriously over sin. And so this morning, are you dressed in that clean and white and fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints? So I just want to leave you with that thought. Here we have the bridegroom who is excited. We have God the Father who's excited about the marriage. And are you looking forward to being meeting God and standing before His presence someday to be married to the Lamb, Jesus Christ? Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you for this beautiful word, this beautiful scripture, this beautiful picture that you give us, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to know you and to serve you and to love you with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. We thank you, Lord, for that fine linen, that clean and white and fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints, which is imputed unto us by faith. Even though we don't deserve it, Lord, you give it to us because you loved us so much that you gave your Son for us. We thank you for that unspeakable gift, that precious gift. The precious blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, we thank you in Jesus' name. May God bless your day, and may you press into the kingdom of God. Amen.